I am a breeder in Cirad, France, and I will present you our result on Moko and Race Marie-Galante classification with my two colleagues, Bernard Rowe, now retired from 1st of January, and Jean-Marc Lacap. We are breeders too. The content of the presentation is first introduction, material and methods, results for molecular marker and after for phenotypical observation, and conclusion. Moko cultivars and the accession of the race Marie-Galante are perennial cottons that are grown in many Central and Northern South America. They present substantial genetic variability. Moko cultivars are important to the economy of thousands of small odors cropping cotton in northeastern region of Brazil. During the 70s, Moko types was grown on more than 2 million hectares. But the introduction of the boll weevil and economical constraints result in a dramatic reduction. Today, Moko cultivars are still cropped on less than 10,000 hectares per year in perennial system. In the past, Moko type was classified into Gossypium barbadense by Boulanger or into Gossypium hirsutum by Hutchinson in 1947 with the assumption of possible introgression between them and other Gossypium species, Hutchinson, Pickersville, Boulanger and Pinheiro, or with the introgression with the wild species Gossypium stellinum, about Frère and Hall in 1989. On their side, Brazilian scientists more precisely have classified the Moko into the race Marie-Galante. Marie-Galante was classified by Hutchinson in 1947 as a variety of Gossypium hirsutum, and in 1951 as one of the seven races of the same species. This study was carrying out to determine first the position of some Moko and Marie-Galante accession within a large group of tetraploid accession using microsatellite marker allelic variability, and secondly, to evaluate their potential use for the improvement of upland cotton. For the molecular markers, the allelic diversity of 48 tetraploid genotypes was screened using 320 mapped single sequence repeats SSR on microsatellite. The genetic diversity covered 4 of the 5 tetraploid species, Gossypium hirsutum with cultivars and wild types of the 7 races, Gossypium barbadense, cultivars and wild types, Gossypium darwini and Gossypium tomatosum. Unfortunately, the seeds of Gossypium mustelinum did not germinate and we could not include this species in the study. The statistical analysis were done with the software Darwin 4, developed by CIRAD. We developed the unweight neighbor journey method, which utilizes the genetic dissimilarity. The nodes support bootstrap of the trees generated were calculated from 1,000 permutations. In addition, we combine the previous graphical representation with a principal coordinate analysis. For phenotypical observations, 20 Moko cultivars and 486 accessions of the race Marie-Galante from the CIRAD collection were evaluated to determine their agronomical and technological characteristics during seed rejuvenation. Finally, the bibliography provides us some indication for resistance to pests and diseases. Now I will talk about the result for molecular marker. Our results based on the neighbor joining method establish that the MOCO type, three MOCO types, could be classified into Gossypium hirsutum. Nevertheless, we have no clear MOCO clade. We have two separate clades. And we have no relationship between MOCO and Darwin and Barbadense. The PCA graph, this status could have result from the introgression into the initial MOCO type from different hirsutum races and modern cultivars. The PCA graphic within all the tetraploid genotype will confirm the results. But if the 8 Marigallant accession were in the Gossypium hirsutum clade, they are divided in two groups. And we have no explanation for the moment for this separation. The PCOA representation for hirsutum within hirsutum accessions differentiates the different races and groups and confirms the previous result but with only one group of MOCO. Two groups for Marigallant. In conclusion of this part, there was no evidence that first MOCO cotton could be classified in the race Marigallant. This conclusion confirms the result of Frère and Morera in 1991. And secondly, there is no evidence that these two groups have been introgressed by Gossypium barbadense. For the result for phenotypical observations, MOCO has a high level of oil percentage in the seeds and could be useful to improve this characteristic in modern cultivars. The race Marigallant is of potential interest to improve fiber quality, especially for length, fiber strength, fiber elongation, fiber maturity, fineness, and reflectance. The bibliography indicates that MOCO has high fiber quality and is tolerant to abiotic stress, in particular to drouth. For its part, the race Marigallant presents some accessions with tolerance or resistance to different species of nematodes, in particular to root knot, Meloidogyne incognita, and to the reniform nematode, Rotinanculus reniformis. In conclusion, MOCO and Marigallant are two different clades of Gossypium hirsutum. MOCO and Marigallant could be useful for the improvement of some technological characteristics and tolerance to biotic and abiotic stress of upland cultivars. Crosses between upland cotton and MOCO were made in Brazil by Embrapa for the improvement of semi-perennial cultivars with a cropping period of 3 to 4 years. We would like to thank you, the cotton breeders of Embrapa, and thank you very much for your attention.
We have time for a couple of questions.
Yes, yes, they are different. MOCO receive some introgression for other races than Marigallant. It's not a pure Marigallant, maybe related to Marigallant, but not pure Marigallant. He receive some introduction from other groups of hirsutum.
And the baby is seven?
Seven races, yes. But we don't know what other races for the moment.
Would you be willing to
Sorry?
It's not a race.
It's not included in the race. No, it's a group, a perennial group, but not included in the seven race. It's a different group. In Hutchinson, there is a punctatum, latifolium, yucatanense, marigallant, but Moko is different. It's a different group, yes. It's not, for the moment, it's not a race because it's not a clade, definite clade. It's a group, yes, with some introgression for me.
Yeah.